When Arnold Schwarzenegger roared into office as governor of California 2 years ago, there was talk of changing the United States Constitution to let the Austrian-born governor run for president of the United States. Today, poll numbers suggest the state might not elect him dog catcher. Barely a third of Californians say they approve of the job he's doing, making his popularity fourth from the bottom among California's past governors. So, California listeners, what's going on in your state? What do you think of Governor Schwarzenegger thus far? Is he focused on the right issues for your state? Our phone number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email us, TOTN@NPR.org. Joining us now is Pat Morrison, a columnist for the Los Angeles Times and frequent NPR contributor. She's with us from her office in Los Angeles. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you, Neil.
So what's caused the drop in popular support for Governor Schwarzenegger?
I think it's indicative of how he's encountered problems by the fact that the Jackson jury rendered its verdict on the same day that Arnold Schwarzenegger announced a special election, and Jackson got all the airtime. I don't think that Arnold got much more than a little corner of the screen. I think what's been happening is that a lot of people perceive that Schwarzenegger may have overbilled himself at the beginning as a reformer. Everybody wants reform of California government. Everyone agrees that it is stymied, it is stalled, it is deadlocked, it is clumsy and inefficient. But I think Schwarzenegger may have promised more than he has been able to deliver. And he also, according to the field poll director, has self-inflicted some of these wounds. He has invited, the first governor to do so since Arnold, and since Ronald Reagan, has brought about a special election on his own initiatives, which can cost anywhere from $30 to $80 million by varying estimates, in a state that has been arguing over how to spend money even on very small things because of the state of the budget. The budget deadline is June 30th. He is at loggerheads over the Democratic legislature with what to do from here. And the nurses, the teachers, many of these public unions have been portraying themselves very strategically as the victims of Arnold Schwarzenegger's bullying.
Now, is these reform proposals he's made, he tried to get them through the legislature, did not have much luck there, and he had always vowed that if they gave him difficulty, he would take the case directly to the people, and that's what he did.
He has always used the people as his trump card, his ace in the hole, and in his inaugural speech said he would take these measures to the people. But the people are getting a little tired. We've had something like six statewide elections in 4 years, and I don't balance my checkbook that often. People are thinking it's time for the legislature and the governor to do the jobs they were elected to do. Stop coming to us every time you have a disagreement. And the cost of it, on top of the fact that we are being consulted at every minor turn, is, I think, turning off a lot of voters.
Now, before we go on and find out a little bit more about what's going to be on this special ballot, the governor's popularity plummeting does not necessarily mean that his political opponents are thriving.
No, in fact, he can take some consolation from the fact that the only thing to rank lower than he has in the polls is the legislature itself, which is about 10 points below Schwarzenegger. The legislature has always had a hard time pulling out positive numbers, but we see that conundrum every election day. People don't like Congress as a whole, but they keep sending their own member of Congress back to Washington. The same thing is true in California.
So remind us, these important reforms that Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to make, what did he put on the ballot?
Well, there are several of them, and of course, then, now that we have a ballot, they're going to be attracting a number of other ballot measures. One of them is a controversial one to limit teacher tenure. Right now, teachers in California get tenure after 2 years on the job. Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to raise that to 5 years and to give schools more authority to fire teachers. He wants to put spending restraints on the state budget. This was very much in line with what Ronald Reagan tried in his special election 30-some years ago. And he also wants to transfer the authority to draw the voting districts, the legislative districts in the state, away from the legislature to a panel of judges. I think this is the measure that may be the most popular, given the fact that what we have ended up with is a mishmash map of legislative districts that only reinforce more and more extreme members of each party, rather than putting new citizens, new politicians into the mix to run against one another in real, legitimate, and competitive races.
So what you're saying is that the legislative districts there in California have been drawn up so that they're safe, either Democrat or Republican seats, much like most congressional seats these days, and that come the election, not too many contests.
Not too many contests, no surprises, and the kind of results we've been seeing with the loggerhead in Sacramento in the last few years. So I think that that has been very popular, but calling a special election for some of these matters that don't seem awfully urgent to most Californians, I think may have overplayed his hand a little, and that's why we see the poll results doing what they're doing, going south.
Californians, what do you think of the governor? People elsewhere around the country, this is a major national political figure. You can join the conversation, too, 800-989-8255. And let's get Brandon on the line. Brandon is with us from Red Bluffs in California.
Hi there. I would like to touch on the subject that your caller was mentioning, or that your guest is mentioning, which is the special election. I believe this is going to be the fourth election year in a row for California. I'm certain that that's too many. There's certainly time for people to have a little bit of downtime to get their priorities straight, to understand what these ideas are about. And I feel that the governor should really pay attention to what the polls say. Understand polls may not be the most important thing in a politician's life, but it does give a general pulse of the state for us, I would think.
Brandon, did you vote for the governor when he ran?
No, I didn't. I actually, there was two things that happened. One, you could vote for the recall itself.
Mm-hmm.
Then if the recall did pass, you could vote for your choice of governor. I voted against the recall. And then when I believe that my choice was for Cruz Bustamante, because I don't believe that Gray Davis was still on the ballot. However, I felt that Gray Davis should have at least had his term. I felt that the energy crisis that we were going through at the time where he was recalled was not specifically his fault. Partially the voters of what they had done in the early 90s was related to that and the deregulation. So, you know, everybody's got their faults. They just need a little bit of time, I feel. 4 years is not that long to be a governor. If he fails, he fails. If he does well, but back to the original point, a fourth election in 4 years is just too much, and it's unreasonable.
Brandon, thanks for the phone call.
Thank you, Neil.
Pat Morrison, I wonder, have we heard from the former governor, Gray Davis? Is he taking any particular interest in these developments?
We've not heard from him. He's gone to work at a law firm, and I expect he's relishing this. He's one of the few whose numbers did get lower than Schwarzenegger's are right now. But Brandon was right. Gray Davis was blamed for a lot of the electricity crisis, which was generated when the entire California legislature voted to deregulate energy costs in California. And now we've seen from the Enron tapes the Death Star discussions, the Grandma Millie floating out into the Pacific in the dark if she can't pay her water bill. I think Gray Davis may be getting a little tiny bit of pleasure out of this. In German, they call it Schadenfreude, and I think Governor Schwarzenegger knows that word.
We're talking with Pat Morrison of the Los Angeles Times about the political difficulties of the governor of California. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And here's an email we got from Wayne in Oakland, California. After winning the recall election, Schwarzenegger could have told Californians they could have either low taxes or the services they want, but not both. His failure to do so was the ultimate in political cowardice. Was that the choice really that stark?
I think it was pretty stark. I think that we saw an example of that when Warren Buffett, who is probably one of the most successful and certainly richest men in the United States, at a news conference with the governor, as one of his principal financial advisors shortly after the election, said, look, you're going to have to change our property tax law, Prop 13. He says, there's no reason I should be paying more on my little house in Nebraska than I am on my multi-million dollar house in California when it comes to taxes. And mm-hmm. Schwarzenegger jokingly said, drop and give me 50 push-ups as punishment. But I think that his no new taxes line is not only part of his political philosophy, but it's what's kept him in the Republican camp. Socially, on social policies, he's really more liberal, and I think that California's very stringent Republican groups are saying, look, we can't begin to support this guy on his social policies, but as long as he stays in the fold on taxes, he's all right. And I think that's where he's had to draw a line if he has any notion of being reelected.
Let's get another caller on the line. This is Deanna. Deanna's calling from Turlock, California.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm actually very pleased with what Arnold Schwarzenegger has tried to do for us in California. I know that he's got a lot to go against with people that are stuck in the way that they're going and in the way that they think things should be done. I'm hopeful that things can improve.
And you don't blame him for the stalemate? Do you support him in the idea of another special election?
The stalemate's going to happen because people don't like change. As long as you have someone pushing for change, people are going to put the brakes on. But change is necessary for us as a community to grow and get back on our financial feet. If we don't do so, we'll end up more than in the red, completely broke.
Deanna, looks like you've got other priorities to be watching just at this moment.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much for the phone call. Pat Morrison, let me ask you, at a recent interview on TV, Arnold Schwarzenegger, as so often used movie analogies, he's in the middle reel of this action thriller. First you get the people behind you, and then, of course, in the middle reel, the hero suffers all kinds of problems before finally winning out when the election day rolls around. Is this a scenario that's going to play out, do you think?
Everyone who voted for Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he had popularity and support across the board, desperately wants change, as Deanna said, in the way the state does business. But I think to look at it as a movie metaphor really begs the question, because the state and governing the state, you can't do it as a CEO. You certainly can't do it as an action figure who solves problems by going in with guns blazing. You can't use this bring it on attitude, because these are Democrats, they're labor union members, they're pensioners, they're police in some cases, and firefighters. They're not Al-Qaeda. And I think that the posturing has not done him a lot of good. And the public posturing, even when it's been at variance with some of the talks that he's done behind the scenes, some of which have been effective, I think have really contributed to eroding a lot of the public support that he's seen slipping away from him very recently.
Let's see if we get one final caller in. This is Martin, and Martin's calling from Santa Clara.
Hey. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Listen, I think I voted for Schwarzenegger on this election, and one of the things that I believe, at least talking with other people, is that the expectation was that he would come in sort of like in the movie Dave. Guy come in, non-politician, really look at things from a simplistic standpoint. Hey, let's move this money. This is ridiculous. Let's make this happen from this perspective. And that hasn't happened. I mean, there's no proof that he's really taken a consistent look at any particular issue. At least, to my satisfaction, anyway. And so money isn't freed up from one location to be allocated to another. And so there isn't enough money. I mean, that's the ultimate question. Where is the money going to come from to pay for either the services or for, the needs of the teachers and everything else? So, again, my perception is that, the expectation that he promoted coming into the office never was followed through on.
Martin, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. Pat Morrison, is the governor in over his head?
Ooh, I think we'll find out when the budget comes due in June 30th if he can make it work with the legislature, and they may be able to reach some compromises. But I think with this special election, he may really be overreaching. His vulnerabilities have become apparent in this poll, in the fact that he has chosen among the people to attack the nurses' union, the teachers, and groups like that, which have a lot of public sympathy. I think he's going to have to find himself a better grade of enemy if he's going to to come out in the last reel, to use that metaphor as a victor. And I really do think that what happens in the next few months, on that is going to hinge whether or not he even chooses to run for re-election.
Pat Morrison, thank you.
My pleasure, Neil.
Pat Morrison, a columnist for the Los Angeles Times and a frequent contributor to NPR. She joined us from her office in Los Angeles, California. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cundin.